This morning in our worship service, we have a sung gospel response, and it was one that Terry has written for us for our use here at St. Mark, and he's going to teach us that. So, Terry, thank you.
So if you'll open up your bulletin to page 7, and it says gospel response, Beth will say this is the gospel of the Lord, and then we will sing this response after each of the readings. So let's just sing it through, and let's just do it 2 times right now. We'll only do it 1 time during this service. And the choir already knows it, so they can help you too. Ready?
Christ is alive, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ is died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Thank you, and that will be the sung response after each of the different sections of the gospel reading. So today's service is fashioned after a Good Friday service. And a Good Friday service tends to be more reflective. It's a service where often the Word of God stands alone. There's no sermon today. The word speaks loudly to us today. And it's part of the great 3 days that we know as the Triduum. It starts with Monday, Thursday, which we recognized last Sunday, service that didn't end because our service in the world always continues. So today's service is a continuation of that ritual of Monday, Thursday as we move on through Easter Sunday. And today we'll hear the gospel account from Luke of Jesus' arrest, his trial, and his crucifixion. So, and we'll start. Normally a Good Friday service does not have communion. However, we celebrate the gift of the sacrament every time we gather. So we're going to hear again the story of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. And that really sets the context of that meal for us in profound ways. Usually we kind of look at that meal on its own, but today we'll get to experience what that meal really meant in those next days as Jesus continued to journey through his life and toward the cross. After each of the gospel readings, we will be extinguishing a candle. So it's kind of a modified tenebrae service where those candles grow dimmer and dimmer all the time, and yet we know that we can sing with confidence the song that Terry just taught us, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So it's an interesting morning of reflection on this event that is profoundly central to who we are as God's people. So part of what makes this service different too is that we're going to start right away with children's time. So if there are any children here today, I'd like to invite you forward for children's time. Come on up. Got a couple more kids coming. Come on up and have a seat. Good morning. Hi, it's good to see all of you today. So church today is going to be a little different. I mean, one of the things that you notice right away is before we even really started, I invited you up for children's time. Yeah, this is all the kids that are here today. So, okay. Well, he might want to come. He might want to come. Okay. So today we're going to hear about how Jesus died. It's not necessarily a really happy story. You'll hear Dave Eilers and I reading that gospel story from Luke about how Jesus was betrayed by one of his friends, how he was arrested, and how he died. And we call this Sunday Good Sunday. And a lot of people wonder, why do we call this day good? If this is the day that we read about and hear about how Jesus died, why do you think we might call this Sunday good? Any guesses?
Because it's good.
Because what? Because it's good here. This is a good place. You are exactly right. This is a good place. You know, we might want to call it Sad Sunday, but you think so? Sad Sunday? It is. So I have something for you today. So you remember Good Sunday. I have crosses for you. And I painted them black because black is the color you see. Oh, a lot of the choir members wearing black, a lot of the people wearing black. Black is kind of the color of the day for Good Sunday. And part of why I think we call it Good Sunday is because good triumphs over evil. It's the classic story that good triumphs over evil, that love wins. And it's more than just the classic story, because it's God's story that God wins. We know that this sad cross is not the end of the story, right? And you are exactly right, Vincent. You saw something in this cross, because these are special Good Sunday crosses. And Vincent saw it. What did you see, Vincent?
I saw a heart.
You saw a heart in the middle. And you know what that heart does? That heart comes off. Can you scratch it off? Now, if you don't have the fingernails to scratch it off, I can help you. Can you scratch that heart, black heart off? And what do you see?
It is a heart that means love.
Exactly. Look, when you scratch that black sticker off, you see a heart on here. Do you have yours on there? And some are a little more abstract than others, because with spray paint, you just don't know exactly how it's going to all work. But that is to remind us that no matter how bad or sad, the baddest and the saddest that life can be, that God's love is always with us. That God's love always wins, always triumphs, no matter what. Yes, Sir Vincent.
There is a black curtain over the cross. Also, there
is purple seats by their camera. Exactly. Good job noticing the different things. And you notice that we... Why don't you stand up?
I can see that the wall.
So you can see the black cloth over the cross, and that we have a new banner. Why don't you come on back here so you can see it? A picture of the crucifixion, right? So we know that the love of God always wins. Okay? So while we're standing here, let's pray. Okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you for this Good Sunday and for reminding us that you love us and that you are always with us no matter what. Bless these crosses held by these children, and bless these children that they would always remember that you love them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, can go back and have a seat. Thanks for coming up. Yes, please go ahead and take one for Logan. Lots here so that all of you can get one.
When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ.
A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me." He said to them, "When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "No, not a thing." He said to them, "But now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag. And the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me." And he was counted among the lawless. "And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled." They said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." He replied, "It is enough." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them and about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." This is the gospel of the Lord.
While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Christ has died.
Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." At that moment, when he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord and how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Now the men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" They kept heaping many other insults on him. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Then Pilate asked him, "Are you king of the Jews?" He answered, "You say so." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for an accusation against this man." But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been wanting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other, before they had been enemies. Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence, and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he has sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." Then they all shouted out together, "Away with this fellow! Release Barabbas for us!" This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder. Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding, with loud shouts, that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict, that their demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Christ has died.
As they led Jesus away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of the Lord.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly, this man was innocent." And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, through a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action, He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We whisper, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power.